It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with our final episode. Game of Thrones is over. Everyone's going nuts.
Banging things?
There's reactions everywhere. Opinions are abyss in the internet world today. It's a big day for the internet. I saw online over 34 million streamed the last second to last episode, so that we're got to be approaching 40 million viewers for this finale. I don't even think I should start. I will be the one defending Game of Thrones today with
Why don't we start with this? Why doesn't Bill and TK say something nice about the episode?
No, I mean,
just gonna start on that.
I could too.
Go ahead.
I'll say this. The end game for just about every character, except one or two exceptions, and we'll get into them.
Then they're big exceptions.
They're freaking big exceptions. Made sense. The storyline to get to them made none. That's what happens.
Agreed.
When you go and limit yourself to 10 episodes or 12
episodes.
Yeah, but
we've been saying this every week.
But that doesn't make a new point every week.
Well, like, okay.
No, I'm not going to make a new point just because
let me say, like, the show was obviously rushed the last two seasons. We've established this numerous times. Every single week we've talked about this. It was not developed enough. That Danny John scene, if that relationship was paced correctly, that scene could have been incredible.
Well, that's going to be my one good thing to say. I really liked that scene. I thought that scene was great.
I thought it was good, but like that could have been emotionally like incredible TV if that relationship was paced better. Stuff like that. Like it could have been paced better. The whole building and all that stuff, character arcs. Sure, could have been long. Could have been 8 extra episodes.
Even that scene, I feel like they were playing with you because they at the beginning of the episode, John is like, "Oh, well, I don't know what to do about Danny. Maybe I'll go talk to Tyrion about it." Like, and I'm screaming at John, like, "What are you talking about? She's a homicidal maniac. You gotta stop her!" And then suddenly he kills her. It's like, that was a cheap trick.
That's the point.
Like, obviously he's not gonna go back to
deciding
her.
All of this in 10 minutes. Like, that should have been 3 episodes. But
he should have decided it while he was standing there in the middle of. With a dragon flying over, killing women and children. That's what he should have decided.
Maybe, yeah.
I think he's been conflicted with this to some
degree for a while.
Right. We just haven't like since the Battle of Winterfell.
You're right. Even since the season started, there's been like hints. Yeah.
I gotta say,
But to Bill's point, real quick, before you
go.
The endings, I think, was clearly coming from writer guy, G.R.R.
G.R.R. Martin.
George R.R. Martin.
There we go.
So, like, every character, the ending and where they ended up and the way it all ended made sense to me again. And was it the way I would have done it? I don't know. We've talked about how we would have done it for weeks and no one really had an answer. So, like, I'm satisfied with how it ended. Like, Bran being the king, we can talk about all that stuff.
Makes no sense.
I mean, maybe it doesn't make sense because it wasn't developed, right? Like, we've never
gotten
an explanation on it.
We don't know who he is. We don't know what he is. What is Bran?
I have no answer for what is Bran, except he's the three-eyed raven.
Let's make him the king. We don't know what he is.
Well, you got to use your imagination.
We need a guy that's exceptional storytelling. Jon Snow is a bastard that became a Lord of the Night's Watch.
Well, he has everyone's memory.
I mean, God. And when I look at this episode as a whole, I look at it and I think it's pretty much a microcosm for season 7 and 8.
Yes.
Because both season 7 and 8...
And part of season 6, I would say, but... No.
Well, we disagree on season 6. That's fine. I thought season 6 was great. But season 7 and 8, I thought the same thing about both seasons. First four episodes of season 7, I thought was great. I thought it was on a really good track. Then I thought around episode 5, lost his way. The rest of the season wasn't great. This season, same thing. I thought the first three episodes, ending with the Battle of Winterfell, were all really good. And then... In the fourth episode, it just lost its way, and the same thing happened halfway through this episode. The first half of this episode was very good. Up through John killing Danny was very good, and then they had that stupid, ridiculous meeting in the dragon pit, and everything just totally fell apart. Yeah. Like, we'll get to everything, but the thing that has me more irritated than anything is... I thought like the whole point of the story was that Jon was a Targaryen. Jon was the son of Rhaegar and Lyanna. And in the end,
it means nothing.
It means absolutely nothing.
No one gave a
absolutely
crap.
Nothing.
Say nothing.
It doesn't mean anything. What does it mean?
No,
what does it mean?
It doesn't mean anything because for whatever reason, Drogon can decipher that that having a throne represent a tyrant.
Yeah, but like
were you
now,
guys stunned that when they were doing?
We don't know how smart these dragons are.
Like,
how do we know?
You guys are using using the, nothing to just be upset with how it ended. Like no, you don't know how the dragon thinks. Like
it's not about like I didn't need it to end the way I wanted to end. I just wanted an ending that made sense. It didn't make sense. Like, dude, there's nothing you can say to justify Bran, who's been saying for seasons that he's not a human being, he doesn't want anything, to all of a sudden he was pretty much manipulating all these things that happened because he wanted to seize power and become king. What the hell sense does that make? When they were doing that meeting, were you guys not shocked that... Didn't you think they were going to come to the conclusion that Jon should be the king? Right. That didn't make any sense.
Two things.
Nobody even suggested that.
Two things that came to my mind when they were doing that meeting. One, how is Tyrion, who at that point is a prisoner of war, whether the war is over or not, and Dany's dead, and like Grey Worm has like rule of
that's another thing.
Like, we'll get into Grey Worm. Why is Tyrion calling the shots in that scenario? You had Sansa shoot down her uncle, Edmure Tully, and just go...
That was funny.
That was hilarious. That was one of the better scenes.
That was hilarious.
But, like, Tyrion has no place to be able to call the shots in that scenario. And then he's like, we need a guy that can tell a story. Bran, you're the guy.
Yeah, you're negotiating with Grey Worm. Who cares? Kill Grey Worm. Yeah. What were you negotiating with him for?
Grey Worm's entire purpose
and then
is
you
gone.
And then you make Jon give up all his claims, go to the Night's Watch, because to appease the Unsullied, then they leave to go to North anyway. Like what? Yeah, it didn't make any sense. If Jon chooses to go to the Night's Watch, that's fine. Because I could see Jon choosing to go back North, but to send him away and his whole family just going to sell him out? What sense does that make? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I half expected them to go, hey, now that Grey Worm's gone, Jon, do what you want. We don't care.
Yeah, Jon, we're all going to sell you out to appease goddamn Grey Worm. Grey Worm.
Yeah,
the worst character on the show. Can you agree with me now on that? That he sucks?
He's a clown.
He's a clown. Daenerys gets killed.
He's a good character.
He apparently loves Daenerys so much. Jon kills her. Well, then why don't you kill Jon? You're going to hold him prisoner? What does he care if Jon goes to the Night's Watch? Why is that going to make Grey Worm happy?
The Night Worm. Does Grey Worm even know what the Night's Watch is?
No, he doesn't. Like, he just got here, and by the time he got to Westeros, the Night Watch was abandoned.
Right. They were. What's even the purpose of the Night's Watch at this point? Like I said last week, like this was probably going to be one of those.
There
outcomes.
Is a Night's Watch. Jon just got sent there.
No, they're like wildlings. What are they doing?
Right.
I don't know. I agree.
But and you guys asked me that. We're like, what's the point?
If you agree,
but Bran is the Night King, and he's got.
And I'm not trying to like be a downer. I'm not trying to like bash people. But I when I see people coming out and being like, well, it didn't really make sense, but I liked it. Like, no, it can't not make sense. But, it was entertaining.
And, like, people are going to listen to this and just go immediately, well, TK and Bill are just the two book readers and they're book snobs. No, like, any normal person that has a...
Well, that's not true, though.
It is true. Right, this didn't have anything to do with the books. This was just, in terms of the show, it didn't make sense.
It was just breakneck speed writing and closing out loopholes, and not even all the loopholes that you wanted to get
and just lazy stuff that you would have thought about. Like, okay, you're doing this Dragon Pit meeting. Okay. You're going to elect Bran the king, which is absurd on its face, but fine once you make that choice. Why would you, if you have all these like nobles from the land, if you're going to set this up where you're going to elect Bran the king, why wouldn't you have Mira Reed there? Somebody who can actually connect with Bran emotionally to help facilitate that. Yeah, why wouldn't she be there? It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't. It's just because they don't want to pay an actor.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
It's just.
Well, she wouldn't want him to be king because she knows that he has no emotions and no feelings.
Right. He shouldn't be king.
You're right. He shouldn't be king.
There's no logic to having Bran as king.
If there's one person who can tell you that Bran should not be king, it's Mira Reed.
If we're going to base our leader based on a guy that can tell stories, we deserve to be burned alive by Drogon.
Like, Sam's whole thing in the first episode
was, John,
you gotta press your claim, become king. Now, and Sansa says to Tyrion, what if there's someone better? They're setting it up all season for John to take Daenerys' throne, and John's name isn't even mentioned at the meeting. What kind of decision is that?
Like, we're just all we're doing is pointing out, like, just plot holes that they
are just glaring,
just completely brought to us. Forget, like, I know, like, well, the water bottles and the Starbucks cups that are left on the set. That's just errors and stupid. We're talking about storyline issues that haven't have any contextual logic whatsoever. Porter's dumbfounded.
I got nothing.
Porter's like, crap.
I don't mean to be teaming up on you, but me and Bill are very much on the same page.
You guys, you win. Like, I'm not as passionate about it as you guys. Like, it doesn't.
But what's funny is,
I don't have a defense for
after
all that
said and done, I still see this show as a top five of all time.
It's still a great show.
Because of how strong the first four or five,
obviously,
some,
it's
maybe
giving
six
you this kind of visceral reaction. So, like, clearly you guys love the show. It's just, it didn't end the way you wanted it to end.
But that's the thing. That's the problem. It's not that it didn't end the way I wanted to end. I didn't need to end the way I wanted it to end. Right. It needed to end in a way that made some sort of sense, and that's not the case.
Well, like, except for that, except for the point that you guys have already discussed, the whole like Bran Grey Worm thing. But like John ending up where he ended up made some sense on its surface.
I think it does.
Arya ending up where
in some sense, yes. Because I think...
Yeah, and when he writes the book and explains what Bran is and why he should be king, and he explains why John wants to go and to the...
John didn't, but
there was no explanation on why these people were doing these things.
But John didn't make the decision to go. He got sent there. He didn't decide to go.
Well, maybe he did, partly.
I don't know.
He didn't make any sense for him to be there.
You do know, because they said, we saw, they basically said that scene where he's getting shipped off.
Sorry, bro, we
had to sell you out to appease Grey Worm.
Yeah.
Like,
and he's leaving at the same time.
Sansa says, we have thousands of Northmen right outside our gates. Okay, like, what you can, like, you can go in and just take the city, free John, and that's it.
Let alone John didn't care. Like, John wanted to go there.
But also, let alone, what's stopping from the North, which is now a free and sovereign nation on its own? Bran is kingdom of the king of the six kingdoms. The North is its own entity. Where's the Night's Watch? In the North. What's stopping Sansa, now queen of the North, from going up there and going, John, what are you doing? Come on down. Like, you're fine.
And why is the rest...
It shouldn't have even taken that long. It should have been... Grey Worm gets on the boat, goes away, and they go, all right, forget it.
Go hunting for Drogon, for all we
care. It's over. The show's over, but she could. Like it's not final. He's not, like, stuck there forever. I mean...
For us, we think it's final, though. There's no evidence
that... Yeah, but you can use your imagination. Like, he said to...
Right.
He said to Tyrion, I'll see you again. And Tyrion's like... You never know. Well, like,
ask me in 10 years. Whatever
let's get into Bran.
You just never know.
Let's get into Bran for a second. Like, what would inspire, like, half those people who've never met Bran before to just elect him king? Like Yara? Why would she elect him king?
Well,
Robin Arryn? Why would they?
If I could play devil's advocate for a second, on its face, he's the most powerful brain ever living? Like,
who knows? Nobody knows. He can be lying about all this stuff. The brain could not have seen anything.
Yeah, but we're under the assumption
he's a really good
guesser. This is the three-eyed raven. We don't know what that is.
We're under the assumption that he knows. Well, he sees shit and he can go back and forth, and like that's the assumption the show made.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you be able to make good decisions or have empathy for people or want to be a good king.
Sure,
knowing everything in the world doesn't make you a good king. It makes you a good advisor to the king.
Of course, but when Tyrion's picking a king,
he doesn't know what to do. He hasn't made any decisions in his life.
Of course, but he can see the time. He's timeless.
Make him the hand of the king. Make him
right. Well, they went the next level.
He's Google. He's not a king.
Who would you have made king? He didn't have that many options.
John, like, why would
John didn't want it?
Nobody. He never got the opportunity to choose. He never got the. If they had elected John the king, then they try to replace him in that spot, and he says, I don't want any part of it. I want to go north and live. I'd be so much better with that. But they didn't do it that way.
They didn't do it that way.
That's stupid.
John was a prisoner and didn't want it.
Why would the rest of the realm, who's been battling this whole time, why are they okay with just the Starks ruling everything now? And Sansa's just like, we're going to separate to our own thing. Yara doesn't say, why can't the Iron Islands be separate? Why can't these kingdoms be separate? No, we're just going to let a Stark rule the south and a Stark rule the north. Well, I mean, why not? I mean, we don't know anything about Bran, but we're just going to say, Tyrion says he's smart. By the way, I'm done with Tyrion, but this...
Hold it!
No, Bill's right. But it doesn't make sense why they would elect Bran. It makes no sense at all. None.
Here's my thing.
You have to have an alternative.
Well, no, you don't.
Well, Tyrion was the only one who came up with the idea that they needed a king because they couldn't figure that out on their own.
You know what? I just remembered this line when they're bringing Tyrion up. Sansa goes, "Where's Jon? Jon was supposed to be part of this meeting." I think you can argue Sansa had the initial plan to make Jon king.
That's what I thought, but then she didn't even bring his name up.
Because he wasn't there. I'm playing devil's advocate similar to Porter.
But he just killed the queen, too. So they're obviously thinking he can't be the king. He's a prisoner who just killed the queen.
Who cares? They wanted her dead.
I'm just saying, not everybody did.
They did.
Not Yara, not everyone up there.
Oh, well, like...
Not Grey Worm, maybe not Brienne of Tarth. Does she want her dead? Like, who knows?
Okay, so we're not going to make Jon king, but we're going to make his brother king.
I'm just saying he still killed the queen, which is a big deal in Game of Thrones. Like, Jaime Lannister was blacklisted forever for that.
Well, based off the whole logic of them making Bran king, Bran, you'd assume, knew Jon was going to kill her anyway and kind of place things like that.
Right.
So, why are they okay with making Bran king when Bran, you can argue...
Well, Bran never changed the course of history.
Bran, you can argue, is even more instrumental to that happening than Jon if Bran saw it was going to happen.
Yeah, but he sees everything. He hasn't done anything to prevent anything from happening.
Right, but he's done things to facilitate things happening.
Not really, he just kind
of
sat there.
I mean, he gave Arya the dagger to kill the Night King. He did a ton of
that
different
was
things.
Like not because of he was the three-eyed raven, then he just gave her,
but he was
the
at the time.
Yeah,
he was the three-eyed raven.
You don't think he gave
point.
Her that dagger knowing what was going to happen?
Absolutely.
If you go back and look at that scene, look at the expression on his face.
Like,
as soon as he
thing.
Gives her that dagger, he realizes that the Night King is going to die with that dagger.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. That's a good thing he did, but like,
it wasn't a good thing he did. He wanted to kill the Night King. That's all we know about Bran. What else do we know about Bran?
Now we know. Apparently, his whole ploy was to seize power and become king. Because they asked him, why'd you come all the way down here? He's like, because I knew you were going to elect me king.
Right, why do you think
why
I
did
that was
Bran
the most ridiculous
be the
line?
He didn't want to be king.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Sure, he did.
He wasn't saying that. He did say he didn't want to have
this, and that's why he named Tyrion his
hand. He knew the course of history, and he needed to be there. He needed to do it. Everybody needed to do what they needed to do. That was the point.
Right, but on the face of it, the logic of Bran just as king from a logical standpoint, whether he wanted to be or not.
Who cares about it being a logical ending?
No, not a logical ending, a logical king. Like, that didn't matter. Like, the only option was Bran for Tyrion at that point because no one else made sense. He couldn't elect, and who else would have been king? Samuel Tarly?
Tarly.
I don't know,
they didn't have anybody else to be king. The point is that
I think Sansa would disagree with that.
They broke the wheel. Sansa didn't care. She even said, "I'll be in the north."
That's my question. Why isn't Winterfell the capital of the kingdoms now? It has the armies. There's nothing in King's Landing anymore.
Winterfell's not part of the kingdoms anymore.
Yeah. No, I don't understand that. But why isn't Sansa the queen and ruling from Winterfell?
What if they would have did that, then people would have been upset too.
There's nothing in King's Landing. There's nothing there. It's a power vacuum. There's no army. The army's up north. There's no money. There's no throne. There's no point to King's Landing anymore.
It's just the history.
The most powerful person with the most powerful army now lives in Winterfell. That's the capital, in my mind.
And that's why. Another point for it didn't matter if Bran was king.
But that's why Sansa is the most intelligent character in this show now.
Well, here's another thing. This is another thing that just a complete inconsistency that makes no sense. Remember last season when Tyrion had the issue with Daenerys where he basically says, you know, well, what's the plan for the succession? He's so worried about the succession. What are we going to do for an heir if you die? Now his plan is basically just, okay, Bran rules, and when he dies, we have no succession plan. We'll just pick somebody else then. So what? Right. He just totally changed his mind on that one?
Yeah, he just...
People can't change their mind.
But why would you?
I think
well,
he changed...
because he saw what happened.
Yeah, so what happened, in what respect?
Like he originally
for whatever reason,
believed in Danny.
I guess based on his logic, every elected official that is going to be king is going to be barren, unmarried, and unable to have children. Well, barren and unmarried. Like, because that was why he went with Bran.
No,
because he didn't want Bran to have a child.
Well, this
which is like, I don't understand that.
Bran, that was just an obstacle they had to overcome. But it wasn't like they didn't pick him because he can't have child. Yeah, child.
That was part of the reasoning, though.
Sure, but like, you want an elected official. He could have a child, but he's saying the point is you're not automatically a king because you're a Baratheon son or Jon's son or this person's son. That is what.
Right. But if the logic is that Bran's storytelling and knowledge of history is what end all be all is. What you need in a leader? Why wouldn't you have?
Why is he the best option?
Why?
Because you haven't given me a better option besides Jon, who just killed the queen and was in prison.
Sansa didn't want it.
She was in the north.
She doesn't want it. What are you talking about? She didn't want it. She declared her own independence.
But she
was the smartest character.
She wanted to stay in the north, clearly. Like she
So just establishes Winterfell as the capital of all seven kingdoms instead of just the north.
Tyrion knew what everybody wanted. Okay. He was taking all that into consideration. But like, this made everybody happy.
Bill's been talking about this for seasons. What has Tyrion done in the last three seasons for anybody to listen to a damn thing he has to say?
What has he done right? He's just a smart guy.
No, he's not! He has not made one smart decision in the since he met He has given her bad advice every step of the way. Why would people listen to him?
I don't know.
He's a friggin' idiot.
They also had Robin, whoever up there. There was a lot of idiots.
Robin Aaron.
I'd like seeing Robin again. Yeah.
That was funny.
Edmure's plea was great.
Let's focus
Brianna
on
Tarth. Obviously,
we've been bitching.
They all like Tyrion and respect Tyrion.
I get it.
He's made mistakes. So is every vice president in the history of politics.
Tyrion's a piece of shit.
All right. We gotta put the. I want to focus.
Tyrion's like one of the best characters of the show.
Nah, he's a joke.
Let's do an inside look on the first 40 minutes that I think we can all agree were very, very well cinematically.
So like
great.
That's stupid then. Like if the first 40 minutes we can all agree is a great show. We're only upset that Bran's the king and Jon.
No.
Yes, but it makes no sense. Why did you like that outcome? I'm genuinely curious. Like, and I want a reason.
I want a reason
other than just that's what they decided to do. Like, really, why did you enjoy that outcome?
Okay, I enjoyed the outcome because number one,
everyone should be the
he's trying to think it out as he's setting up his point.
Let me talk.
All right. Quiet on the set.
The show is obviously about the Starks. And they nailed that point at the end, obviously with the three main Starks, the montage between Arya, Sansa, Jon, all separate but all together, doing their own thing. They made Ned proud. They all succeeded at the end.
So the good guys won and the bad guys lost. That's what you were expecting from the show?
I'm not finished. Also, Bran. Bran was an incredibly enigmatic character. To put him on the throne was shocking. It was completely shocking. I did not expect that. Could I wrap my head around it at first? A little confusing. Do I agree with it?
A little.
Do I agree with it? I don't know. I'm not sure.
You hate Bran.
Have a take, you coward.
You're interviewing yourself.
Does it make sense? It does make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Because I did one simple thing, and I put myself in the shoes of the smartest imp of the show.
He is not smart.
The tallest Lannister left. And he had to make a quick decision in shackles on the spot. And he thought about it a while. He had the off-camera conversation with Bran. Bran knows memory. Bran was the one who the Night King wanted to erase and couldn't. Bran is
careful with your hand
the
there,
king.
It's echoing.
Bran is the king. It made sense. Sansa, okay, I'll take the north. Arya, I'm going to Philadelphia. Bear with on the pizzeria. Well, who else do we got? Who Brianna
Tarth? You think that's where the Brianna Tarth, Santa Maria went? Is it Philadelphia?
Wherever they went, the Mayflower.
The Plymouth Rock.
The Brianna Tarth, I'm going to write down all Jamie's good deeds. Love him. He didn't love me. Loved him. All good. Who else have we got? Samuel. Samuel comes back. Looks
Samuel.
Good. Samuel got the hair combed. I vote for Bran.
All of a sudden, the Grand Maester.
The Grand Maester's in there.
Weeks later. Robin weeks later, Aries. He's the Grand Maester.
Oh, yeah, by the way, everybody. Real great choice making Bronn the Master of Coin. That's going to work out well.
Master of Coin. Real funny guy. Arguably real the winner. Guy. The winner of Game of Thrones, I would say. Sex, cheats, lies, steals. Gets everything he wants. Bronn of Blackwater, the winner. The sole winner of the show, maybe. Some would argue.
Sansa is the queen of
Sansa's
every...
got nothing. She's looking out back on it, good job. She's by herself.
Looking
lonely,
back on it, I wish they had just executed Tyrion for Joffrey's death in season 4. I really do.
Yeah.
That would have been a much better end to his character. Because everything since then, he was just a disgrace. Like... He was an absolute disgrace. An absolute disgrace. He should have just gotten killed. Right. For. Well, and by the way...
How do you look at people? Like they're not linear, right? Like, do people, like, never mess up? Like,
no, of
dude,
course.
He has made mistake after mistake for 3 seasons. And but everybody listens to him in the final 20 minutes of the show, and they're trying to decide he's going to rule the kingdom.
I don't know. I think no.
And everybody there, not a lot of people there like him
what
either.
What mistakes did he really make that were so costly?
Okay.
Everything he told Dany to do was wrong. How many times did he trust Cersei for loving her children?
So did John.
How many times
John
did Cersei betray him?
Yeah, but John made this. That didn't hurt him for
And then the end, he still loves
Cersei?
And
it's his sister!
She tried to have him killed, like, multiple times!
He has mixed reactions. He was sad as Jaime was dead. He wasn't sad about Cersei. He called
yes, he
her.
Was.
Not really.
I think he was.
He just saw her dead. You ever hate your sister and then see her dead?
I don't have a sister.
It's a tough thing to do. Like, it's life.
I've never... My sister's still alive. I know
people who have hated their family, and then they die. It's like, you react. Like, you have... It's a visceral reaction. It's still your family.
That's fine, but that, like, doesn't take away
he called her crazy. He called her to John. He's like, my sister's a lunatic or whatever. Like, he knows.
I don't know if he's...
He didn't make any costly mistakes.
Every time he... Instead of knowing she'd know, he didn't know she was a lunatic because he kept going back to Daenerys and trying to appear. She loves her children. She has a loving heart. Like, what evidence of that is there?
There is no evidence.
He kept saying that she loves her children.
He said that to her once to try to beg her to not fight.
He kept saying that to Daenerys. That was the whole point.
I never said that to
Yes,
Dane.
He did.
He said it several times.
Find me the clip.
That was his whole point of trying to keep negotiating with her. You can't negotiate with Cersei, and he should have known that more than anybody.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Man, I think you're choosing to see what you want to see here.
That's fine. That's fine. I enjoyed the show.
I enjoyed the show,
too.
I'm going
to support it because of...
Just because?
No. Well, a little bit.
That's the problem I have.
But, like, why? Why can't I be loyal to the show? It's been so good for 7.5 seasons.
I love this show more than anything. I'm not a reader. And I went and I read all 5 books. I had to ask Dave when I wanted to start reading. Where the hell do I get a book?
I don't care enough that it didn't make perfect sense. Like, it's just still good. Like, yeah, I admit
how much
it
is
didn't
a book,
make
Dave?
Perfect sense.
I hadn't read in years,
sense.
And I read all 5 of these books. Now I'm reading them again. That's how much I love it. That's why I'm so disappointed. As far as
maybe you love it too much.
This episode, this series ended when Arya killed the Night King.
Like, and I'm telling
just
you right
disregard
now.
These last
well, you
episodes.
Said it ended after
Here's
season
the thing.
Six.
Here's what.
Yeah, I amended that.
Here's what I think a lot of people are annoyed with, and I said this at the beginning of this pod. The end game for a lot of these characters is fine. If this is how the books are going to end with George R. R. Martin, if let's just play the game as if this is the end result. The storyline to getting to that path, he has so much potential on how he can get here, and it would be so much better.
It's not even about the books at this point. Like, it's really not about the books. Like that's like the narrative that it's not about the books, and it's not. I know if we've said it a lot already, but it's not about like having an ending that I want. Like, it's not about being upset because they didn't end it the way I wanted it to end. I just wanted to end in a way that made sense. I just don't think it did
We did. We got.
I think the main pieces will be in the right, the same place they are at the end of this. But the way they get there it's going to be completely
totally different.
But what if the what if the endpoints are the same? Does that?
I just said I would be fine with it. I would be fine with it because if they're the same endpoints, but we get a better plot line and story to how they get to it, I think people will be more positive. Reaction.
If they broke the season in half, like and gave us 8 to 10 more episodes, we would have gotten.
Oh, the biggest mistake was giving them us only 7 and 6 episodes. Respectively, in these last two episodes. If you go 20 episodes total over season 7 and 8, this is a totally different reaction, I think.
Maybe even 3 more makes a big difference. I don't even know the number, but I'm just saying, yeah, I think it was too short.
Like, it's just... And I guess they're just fine with Drogon flying off into wherever he's going in Essos, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And that's the other part of having this complete power vacuum where you really don't have any big armies, you really don't have any money, you really don't have anything in these Seven Kingdoms.
Yeah.
The most powerful thing, the A-bomb that they would have, is the dragon, and then he just flies away.
Well, I mean, he's loyal to
I think it would honestly have been better if Drogon had burned Jon Snow.
Or tried to.
Burn. Or tried to, and he didn't.
No,
I was
like...
I was fine with him not because he's a Targaryen, I guess, but... Like
Drogon's the smartest character on the show, right?
He was intelligent.
That was what it demonstrated was that he had some level of intelligence.
I think they've said like he's intelligent. I think they've teased that these dragons are immensely intelligent.
I loved that scene.
The dragon's smart, and that scene's great, but everything else doesn't make sense. Got
everything, right. Nothing after made sense.
Everything after Dany's death made no sense. On the face of it, like I don't know how else to tell our listeners, like. No, but you should be very confused
of
how all of this ended.
Anybody, that's the thing. Like they're gonna.
But you should feel.
Yeah, you can't tell anybody.
You can't tell, but we can.
But we are like.
No, you guys are.
We're
fine.
Making legitimate points.
That's true. That's fair. It's fine.
But why? You seem like mad at us.
No, I'm not mad. But like, you can't be like it's objectively bad.
I mean, my opinion was that finale was objectively bad. That's my opinion.
It's not, like it was a four or five out of ten at most.
Like, I thought the beauty of the show for years was, you know, things making logical sense when you look back. And maybe I'll feel differently at rewatching it if I do. But I don't know how I'm gonna watch this again. And get to that Dragon Pit meeting, which I feel like the pivotal point of the whole series. And I don't think I'm ever going to get to the point where I watch that again and say that made sense.
It's an easy thing to write something and have it make logical sense when you're only going in one direction. And they were only going in one direction this entire time. But then they had to get to an endpoint and to stick that landing and to write things in a specific direction, which they weren't before. They were just creating characters and then. Throwing them out into the world and then making them more complex as you go.
Yeah, what you were saying last week about plotters and pantsers.
Plotters and pantsers. And they had to get... That was the problem.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, I agree.
And another thing that was just weird to me about the whole season as a whole was, like, Jon Snow, I thought everybody agreed, was, like, the main character of the show. They pretty much made him, like, a secondary character this season.
Kind of didn't much.
Yeah, like,
that was odd.
It was odd, and it just seemed like... I think this is me being conspiratorial. Like, I don't know if D&D, the writers of the show, had a thing against Kit Harington, the actor that's Jon Snow, but... It was weird. Like, every
episodes in, they were setting him up to be
the king, and then they get a phone call, and it says, no, Bran's the king. And they go, oh, shit, how are we going to do that? That's what happened.
They didn't get a phone call. They made that decision on their own.
But Jon was still the hero of the show. He just, like, to your point, he wasn't like a main.
But that's why I would argue, like, what he did to kill Dany was not for his... decision. I think he legitimately was conflicted in his love for Dany because of when he found out who he was in actuality in relation to her. Like, I don't think he just said, oh, I'm going to kill her. This will be fine. So, like, similar to Jaime. Sacrifice. He was conflicted on killing the Mad King, despite what we've been told and what the public in the world of Westeros knows. I don't, like...
Like, I thought, like, I think they weirdly ended up setting it up in the end, so the hero of the show is Bran. Like, I don't...
No, like, Jon's the tragic hero.
Jon's the tragic hero
had
that...
many, like, good scenes. Like, Tyrion had better scenes, Jaime had better scenes, Dany had better scenes. Jon definitely was, like, the fifth
character.
Why would you do that to your main character in the final season of the show?
Maybe it was a kid Harrington.
Like,
yeah, he was just reacting to things.
All he was saying was, "You're my queen, and I don't want the throne." That's
literally all he said.
And this is with the showrunners, the issue I had, and I feel like it was a horrible disservice they did to the show as a whole in general. Like, I think they looked at it, and if you want to end it early, fine. I mean, I think it should have been more episodes, but I think in the end, the thing they were mainly focused on, instead of making something that made sense to people, I think they basically just said, what can we do that people are going to not guess? And they basically just said, we're just going to do whatever we can do that, you know, is going to shock people. Even if it doesn't make sense, we just want to subvert all these expectations, do something that people aren't going to guess. And I just...
the brand thing. Well, I mean, I think they had that at the beginning. They were working backwards. So.
I don't think so. When?
Like when?
No, I think they. I think that was the end. Like the George R. Martin told them this is the end. Figure out a way to get there. That's the problem.
I would be stunned if that's the way it goes down in the books. I
wouldn't be shocked. I don't think it does.
Why is George R. R. Martin going to give away the ending to his story?
He said he did.
But I said this in one of our first episodes. Like, I totally bought into the theory that he gave them an ending that was like, okay, maybe it could happen. But it's in his mind, if he ever were to finish these two books, there's no way. Do we even know the name of this episode?
No.
It wasn't A Dream of Spring, was
it?
It was called
Ruler of Seven Kingdoms or something.
Six Kingdoms.
He's publicly said that he gave him the endpoints of the Zoom.
Right, so I get I acknowledge that, but
that's from his writer's outline, which, if you know any writers who write outlines, can change.
Like, he could have told him Bran's the king.
He kind of workshopped it by giving it to them, and everyone's mad. He's going to go, you know what? I might change that.
This episode was called The Iron Throne.
Yeah. I think
if we got more backstory on Bran and more context on it, if we got more context on Jon and the Dany relationship, if we had more context, those final scenes would make more sense. So
it goes to my point. This entire season has been acted beautifully, but the writing of that has been crap.
In the end, they explain nothing about Bran too. They explain nothing about him.
We have no idea what he is.
We have no idea. Nobody else knows. Like, and this goes back to the point too. Is okay. The kid knows history. Like, he could have read all this stuff. Like, nobody knows what's going on in his brain. Nobody knows. Like, why do they just take him at his word?
Well, they've showed in the previous seasons that he could see things. Like,
but how do other people know that?
Well, he explained it to people.
Not really. He hasn't explained it to anyone.
He just said,
of it was off screen.
Well, yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah, that's an issue.
They've took us through that at the end of last season when he was telling Tyrion or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe there's something in there.
Or is that this?
Maybe there's something he told Tyrion when they had that sit down that Tyrion will think that, hey, maybe he'll make a good king.
Wasn't that this season? Last season.
The end of last season when Sam and Bran are talking. That's kind of when they explain.
It was before the Battle of Winterfell.
You just have to agree that that's the way it is. Like, that is Bran.
You can't just tell an audience this is what it is, just agree with it. Like, I don't think the majority of people are going to say, sounds good.
That's true, and they didn't have enough, they didn't hit that hard enough, but that's what happened. I mean, that's it.
You can't take it away.
None of the mythology was explained. Like, I realize it's hard to do in a TV show and easier to do in a book, and maybe he'll explain things more, but the White Walkers never really were explained. The first children with the Fae, what are they called in this?
The first children of the forest.
And never really explained. The gods and
yeah, but that's never
explained. Never really were explained. I started to get the feeling that they're all the same person, all the same god, because they all were forcing this one thing to happen, but that literally wasn't explained. And I know it's harder to do in a TV show than in a book, but I would really like to get an explanation of what the hell was happening in this world.
We've had enough.
When you don't have source material, that's it.
Yeah, we did. The White Walkers, we knew that they were like this, whatever they were, and they
whatever they were.
Okay, you already just disqualified your point to start with.
The first episode started with them. They're the dead. They come. They can kill you. And then if you kill the Night King, they all die. Like, that's all I need to know. I'm good. Who else? Like the.
Children of the Corn or whatever.
Like, Children of the Corn.
Yeah, like, those people don't matter. Like, no one really cares.
Yeah, but they did because they created the White Walkers.
Nah, whatever. Like, yeah, and you knew that. And she told Bran in the tree. Or, like, you got that
They were
one
desperate.
Scene. You got enough little bit of context. They couldn't, like, give you a whole chapter on that stuff. Like,
I mean,
yeah,
why
it
not?
Matters now that Bran is the king. Well, maybe the next three-eyed raven becomes king now because that's going to be his offspring.
No, I don't.
We don't know how this how this works.
Well, yeah, does he similar to how the Targaryens ruled? They would send their heir apparent to Dragonstone in the books. What's established? They would send their heir apparent to Dragonstone to like learn the ways of ruling or whatever it is. Is Bran going
to
send
somebody
to a tree? Send him up north
beyond the wall.
And someone comes back and says, "I'm the three-eyed raven now." Well, you're
a big
king.
Disconnect between book people and TV show. People.
No, but again, I totally disagree. That's
saying,
such BS.
I'm
that
just
really
saying.
Is.
Look, like all my friends who read the books are they're very much. You guys are more into it. Like you understand it more than we do. Like in fairness, you understand
the nuance. We do, but at the same time,
so you naturally want more information. Whereas, like, I don't really care about the children of the whoever. I'm just watching this as a TV show.
Yeah, they didn't really make them a focal point in the show, I guess.
Exactly.
I don't even know why I'm happy that I did read them. Even
some of the characters that you guys talk about, I don't even know who you're talking about. I don't even care.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
it doesn't work like that for us.
That's fine, but when you have
so
the
they decided
first
to play the hits, and that's fine. But
yeah, they played the hits. It didn't.
But when you
didn't work.
But they didn't read the books. That's fine. But when you are basing
angry that it's you guys,
when you do an in-depth.
You guys
like just
needed more because you knew more.
What? No, really, everyone should be demanding more. You went into the show, whether you started on episode one or after season two and started binge-watching at that point, you were in-depth into the book. If I gave you the first book right now, you would read it and go, this was exactly the first season.
Right, but that's it, right?
No. First four seasons are pretty much identical to the first three books.
Right, but with a lot more context in the book from what I understand.
Of course.
Right?
Like, yeah, there's still mythologies and stuff.
I mean, very
but
similar.
When the books and the show are so similar, and then there's just this giant drop-off after you surpass the books, that should piss off everyone.
That's where I disagree with Bill. Because I thought season six, which was totally beyond the books, I thought that was really good. And I thought that showed an ability for them to do it right if they cared to do it right.
Yeah.
That's really the problem that I had, is that they just stopped caring.
But
like
you're, all, we're also as a collective society blaming it.
And they got further and further away from the books.
Blaming it on the writers, which is
I think
fair.
It's totally
you,
fair.
You can blame it on the writers, but like you can also blame it on the George R. R. Martin who has been writing this since 1991, and he just left the writers out to dry. Like, hey, here's
no,
how
that, that's
well,
a,
now. Well, now
write
I'm
the last two seasons.
Well, I'll say this. Now I'm happy that the books haven't came out yet.
Yeah, the real winner
gonna,
is George R. R.
I'm going to look at that more as a story now. Like this ending, I'm just not going to really.
I think if you watch the show, like I watched the first five seasons straight through, and like I caught up. If you watch it right now, like from one to the end, I don't think there's this like, I don't think this last season thing happens as much. I think someone that would just watch the show wouldn't even really like think of the stuff that we're thinking of, and they would just be like, "Wow, that was a great show."
Yeah, and I mean, hey,
I maybe. Think we're so
and fine, and people
but
I are allowed to watch the show that way. I mean, I mean, they can do. People can have the viewpoints that they want to have.
No.
I don't really care, but.
Your criticisms are obviously like totally fair. You know the show. You know the show better than. Of people that work on the, like that's like, you guys know it more than I
and
do.
That's
like,
the problem
that's
when the fans are
you guys are
so much more invested. Like I think there's always going to be a notion that the fans are quote unquote more invested in any show, not just Game of Thrones, not just Westworld, whatever you want to pick. When the level of caring has surpassed it to the level that I think we experienced with Game of Thrones, where the fans like if you took. I don't like just true experts like TK and I read the books. Yes, but we know a lot. But there are some people that are way out there in their knowledge. I think if they went and sat down with D&D and just as a fan, the fans who had no professional writing experience whatsoever, fan fiction,
focus group,
whatever you want to call it, that would have been a better product than D&D alone.
No. There's no way you give power to the fans. Then
I'm not
you get
saying
fan
you do
fiction.
That.
No.
He's just saying gather more opinions.
No, yeah, I don't want more opinions. If you have an if you have an ending to a show, you write it out the way you think. You don't listen to anybody else. If you're running a show, you don't listen to the fans. You don't listen. No, that's terrible.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
terrible
fine.
Advice.
That's similar to sports franchises. Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
I agree that like nobody's going to be happy.
I said like no one was going to be happy with this.
You're just saying it didn't make sense.
Right. But the problem that I have with the guys who run the show is I think it could have, and I think they knew how it could have, but I think they actively decided, you know what, we're just going to do something to surprise people. Now, that's fine. That's their choice.
We cash our checks and move along.
If I take off my shield for a second, I will say, like, your point about them not bringing up John's real name is pretty ridiculous. The amount of Dothraki soldiers and Unsullied soldiers was like, that was ridiculous. We saw the entire Dothraki army die, and then there are like thousands of them.
At least 1,000 still remain.
They wanted to have that scene where Danny's kind of being Hitler up there, and I feel like there was a meeting.
Yeah, it was a great visual. Like,
The visual of Danny walking and then the wings Drogons, that was incredible.
I feel like there was a meeting like, okay, we don't want Danny to be too Hitler-y.
Right.
But we don't want her to be, we want her to be a little Hitler-y. How do we pull this off?
Yeah.
And just the fact that she, like, that was before she, like, obviously we said that the first 40 minutes, 42 minutes, whatever you want to call it, were very good. But just her, maybe this is just, now that I'm saying this out loud, maybe as I'm thinking this through, maybe it's just her delusion in what she did. But her just saying, I've liberated the people of King's Landing. Bitch, you killed everyone. There's no one to liberate. Yeah. You killed them all.
Did Grey Worm ruin the show?
Yeah.
Grey Worm's a piece of shit, too.
Grey Worm was horrible.
Grey Worm just, like, first off.
Well, like, he should have killed when John dies, like, or when John kills Danny, like, he's got to kill somebody or freak out. Like, he was way too easy about it. And then, like, why were they so concerned about what he thought at the end? I agree.
Exactly.
Was he supposed to be this, like spokesperson for Danny's forces remaining?
Like,
she's gone. Forget them.
He tells Tyrion to shut up. Like, Tyrion, like, who are you? Like,
this is the thing with Grey Worm is the one outcome regarding Grey Worm was the one thing that didn't make sense. Like, okay, John kills Danny. Okay, he loves Danny. Then if he kills John, I wouldn't have liked it, but it would have made sense.
Right.
Like, but instead, he's going to hold John prisoner, and for some reason, he's going to be appeased by John getting sent to the Night's Watch, which we mentioned earlier. Grey Worm has no clue what that is.
Yeah, there's no way.
And it doesn't exist. And then, instead of staying there to enforce and make sure that John actually does that. Oh, he's going to North, man. Vacay.
To our original point, I think like they wanted to get John
Barry Masandi.
They wanted to get John to the wall. Like that was where he was finishing, but they didn't know how to do that. And Grey Worm was like their solution, which was a poor solution.
Laziness.
Yeah, agree. Laziness was a bad solution.
It's you wonder how much of the of it became a military dictatorship after this happened. The only thing that was holding any kind of civility or peace in the entire town was the military, and Grey Worms was the captain of the military. So he really, at the end, after Danny dies, he really is, in King's Landing, the only one who has any real power.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. That's not a bad point.
And now, after John killed his queen, who liberated him, who he's been fighting for 5 seasons, now he's just going to be cool with John's brother usurping power and being made king. I mean, okay. Bold choice.
And he doesn't kill John, which doesn't make sense either.
Just the fact that he was allowed to just leave.
What happened with Jaime when he killed the Mad King? Like, did he go prisoner? Like,
no, because he was pardoned by Robert Baratheon.
Immediately?
Yeah, like immediately.
Interesting.
Because of what he had done, they just said, oh, well, thanks. That's exactly what we needed. Because
they were happy that the crazy Targaryen wasn't in charge anymore.
Kind of similar.
Not really, though, because Grey Worm was... Grey Worm was.
Well, I'm not saying Grey Worm was Baratheon.
Right. Well, then why wouldn't John get pardoned by Bran in difference for going to the Night's Watch and then choosing to go instead of for some reason they had to appease Grey Worm.
Yeah. Why didn't they just have John?
Well, because he held all the power right then in
because Grey Worm doesn't have any power. The North Sansa says we have a Northern army outside our walls, outside your walls.
No, but
okay, take the castle.
Right.
Take
just establish your own
John.
Thing.
Boom. Simple.
You don't tell anyone that he's a Targaryen. Just be Jon Snow, King of the Seven Kingdoms. F it.
Like, just either take the castle from Jon, or from Grey Worm, or
Grey Worm fights. The one outcome that happened is the one outcome that makes no sense in any way.
But then you would have to have another war. You have to get the director back, and he was already done. And then that's three battles in one season. You can't have that.
Sadly, this is the thing, though. As dumb as that sounds, I think that is part of the reasoning. We spent enough money. Let's send him Night's Watch. Grey Worm would be cool. Then Grey Worm would bounce anyway. So there's no need to enforce this.
They spent a lot of money on like battle scenes and stuff.
That's why the episodes got shrunken. We went from 7-6 because of how much money. And I get it. After last week's episode where Daenerys burned down King's Landing, that money
said we'll give you what you need. I don't know why they did that. But you
stop slamming
stuff.
We're a professional podcast.
Sorry, guys.
You did like the John Danny scene?
Yeah, that was great.
I thought everything up through that scene was great. I thought that scene was,
powerful.
If not for the rest of the episode, would have been one of the best in the history of the show. The melting down of the Iron Throne, I thought was really cool because that was Drogon. With the writers, who knows what's in their head, but I thought that took it as Drogon's intelligence of not burning Jon, but burning the Iron Throne, because that's what really drove Daenerys crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, and Drogon saw that Daenerys was crazy and made him do those things, and Drogon was, in the end, one of the more intelligent people. And at that point, I was very optimistic for the end of the show, and then...
It just went off the rails.
It just fell apart. I don't really have much to add.
What about the other thing that I saw?
Last night was more painful than the Kawhi shot, by the way.
Wow.
Ooh.
What about the other thing I saw with the parallels between Aegon? Was it Aegon? Not Aegon.
Aerys? The Mad King?
Maester Aemon and Jon. Aegon Targaryen and Dany. Uncle Benjen and Arya. The Travelers, and then there was one more on how it all came full circle. Did you guys see that?
No.
No, I think you went too far into Reddit
with that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it was bad when there was 15 minutes left, and I'm just sitting on my couch, just let this
end. Maester Aemon, the
truth. So I saw...
Hold on, let me explain. Maester Aemon, the true heir to the throne, Targaryen, gets exiled to the north, just like Jon.
He chose to go.
Well, he chose. Okay. He said no.
All right. Big difference.
Okay. He said no to the throne.
All right, you gotta bear with me.
No, but you're...
No, and this is the thing, dude, and this is where...
I gotta stop banging.
If Jon had chosen to not take the throne and go north on his own, that would have been great. But for his family to sell him out for Grey Worm, it made me insane. Like, they sold him out for Grey Worm.
There is literally, your boy.
I'm out on Grey Worm.
There is literally nothing stopping.
Grey Worm is your guy. That's your man.
He is a great character.
Shut the hell up.
I will say this.
Character. He mattered a lot. And he survived.
In the end.
What a shock.
In the end, Grey Worm is one of the most important characters in the show. Right. Somehow,
he had an insane escalation of power that was just unprecedented.
So, in the end, this is wild to say. In the end, but
Grey Worm's the top 10 most important character.
Shut the hell up!
The way it's framed in the last half hour of that episode, who is a more impactful character in that moment? Jon or Grey Worm? Seriously. That's actually a good point. Dude, how do you do that? Like, that is a missed... And this is where I talk about them just trying to shock people.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what's going to make them really surprised? In the end, Grey Worm's going to be more important in the end game than Jon.
But he is the most... as soon as Dany dies, he's the most powerful person in Westeros. Next to the dragon. It goes dragon, Grey Worm, everybody else at that point.
He has an army.
But then why wouldn't Grey Worm just seize control for himself?
He was trying to.
No, he wasn't. Instead of seizing control for himself, they're just like, oh, we got to pick a king. Grey Worm's like, pick whoever you want. Yeah, good. Tyrion, lead the show here. Like, Grey Worm, okay. If you're Grey Worm, think about this for a second. If you are Grey Worm in that moment,
stop banging.
Shut up. If you were Grey Worm in that moment, after John has just killed your queen, who you were devoted to with your entire heart for the last five seasons of the show,
literally
you're either one, you're probably going to kill John, but he's keeping him prisoner. Okay, I'm okay with that for now to see how things play out. But now, if you're Grey Worm, you're either going to seize power for yourself, or you're going to try to, you know, kill these. You're going to seize power for yourself. Why are you just going to give the realm back to John's brother and just bounce?
I don't know.
And be okay, and be okay with John just getting sent to the Night's Watch, which you don't know what it is.
Fair point. But what should...
Fair point. Thank you.
It's a great fair point.
What should Grey Worm have done? We're being Grey Worm.
See, try to seize control.
Let's say he can't. Let's say he can't do that. How is he going to do that? Let's say he can't. He's not going to kill anybody. Okay, he doesn't want to do that.
Okay, well, then maybe he has to flee, but then there's no point in them sentencing John to a lifetime of the Night's Watch.
No, sure, right. But like, I'm
just offer
say,
John the throne, have him turn it down, and then that's a logical ending.
From Grey Worm's perspective, like, Bran might be the best king, too. Like what is Grey Worm going to do?
Grey Worm doesn't know Bran.
Right, he doesn't know anybody.
Right, so why is he just going to give this land that Daenerys is his queen?
He's a man. He's got nothing.
So why is he just going to... His queen, who he loved, and you got to get back to this, for seasons, was so devoted to Daenerys. She's been dreaming of Westeros forever. She finally takes it. And instead of trying to hold it for her in her name, in her posthumous name, going forward, he's just going to say, you know, he's just going to say, you know what?
you were with me.
I said posthumous. Dave, shut up. instead of trying to hold it in her name, he's just going to say, you know what? It's cool. As long as you send John to the Night's Watch where he can't have sex anymore, I'm just going to bounce. You give the realm that she's been fighting for, that she just conquered, give it to John's brother. And I'll just leave.
You're making it like
maybe Grey Worm doesn't want anyone to have sex.
Well, it is a mockery. They made a mockery of it. I didn't make a mockery of it.
Maybe.
They made a mockery of it.
Tyrion sat him down and was like, look, this is what the Night's Watch is. This is where he's going to go. And they
Well, we don't see it.
Yeah, of course it's rushed.
So now they're treating him like he's Hodor. Grey Worm. Now the Night's Watch is bad. Let's make John go somewhere bad.
Yeah.
Then Bran, his brother, can take over the kingdoms that Daenerys just conquered. Grey Worm, you're walking a fountain of emotion as you tried to frame him a couple weeks ago. It's just going to be like, okay, and just bounce out.
Don't they always send criminals to the wall? Like, that's like a thing, right?
Yes.
That
was the other thing. Like, when,
it's still there. It just doesn't matter anymore.
When Tyrion,
no White Walkers.
It just doesn't matter.
When Tyrion tells Jon, you're going to the Night's Watch, that was the deal we struck with Grey Worm again. Doesn't make any sense.
It's just so funny that in the 20 minutes of the show, Grey Worm is such an integral character.
Because he owns an army. That's a good point by Dave.
But then this is what also confused the hell out of me.
Why isn't Grey Worm going to agree to any of this if he really is
because
a force to be reckoned with? Okay. Why would he agree?
Because he's not going to kill everybody. He doesn't want to kill everybody.
He just was trying to kill everybody last episode. He just committed genocide an episode ago.
Poor Danny. Danny's dead. Now his mission's over.
So Tyrion tells John, you're going to the Night's Watch. John asks the perfect question, why? And Tyrion's response is, well, we still need a place for bastards and broken people. Okay. Why the North? Send them somewhere warm. Go to Dorne.
Yeah, well, John is not a bastard. Which did anybody even bring up John's parentage in the final episode?
No one
was
no.
that brought up once.
No one goes to jail in Florida.
No one cared. You know, what do you mean? No one. Ted Bundy was in jail in Florida.
Porter, I admire you. I do. I admire you.
I have to try.
But you are fighting a losing battle, bro.
Let's not forget 25 minutes ago in this podcast, we had him silent for 3 seconds going, shit, yeah, this is it.
Speaking of
couple good points, but you guys are unraveling now.
Speaking of unraveling, because you piss us off even more.
I did it.
Now, why doesn't one of the, like, this, Westeros isn't the only kingdom in this world. There's other places. Like, isn't this the perfect opportunity to attack King's Landing?
Oh, absolutely. Essos, well, no, I don't know. I think you're diving a little deep.
No one wants King's Landing, right?
Because, one, like you said, King's Landing is useless.
Right.
From a tactical standpoint.
But that's where the king is.
It's on fire.
And what's Bran going to do? He's going to build an army?
Well, yeah, is his escape route wheelchair accessible?
It's a peaceful world now. There's no fighting.
Yeah, but it's not
what
a peaceful
do you mean?
World.
No one's fighting.
No one's fighting in the Seven Kingdoms, but people are fighting other places.
Right. Where? There's no doubt, like, if we had a spinoff, which I really kind of hope we do, if we had a spinoff of Arya going out to the what's west of Westeros, which, again, very predictable ending for her, but it made sense for her to be that ending. Arya's ending was one of the best in the show.
Well, the only one that made sense. The only one.
Sansa's made sense too, though.
Yeah.
Sansa and Arya are the two most intelligent people
in this
show. But
Sansa's didn't make sense in terms of the framework of everything. Like,
and letting her.
Okay,
do
so
that,
okay, yeah. Let, so we're talking about it. we're talking about the people of Westeros and being okay with Bran being king. Okay, so let's just take Yara. I just want to focus on her for a second. Yara,
the Iron Islands.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
we know she's
Yara
a big
who
army,
struck
yeah,
a deal
yeah.
already with Daenerys about
the
Iron Islands are
going to
be an independent kingdom. So. Then they just decide on Bran being the king, which for some reason Yara, who's never met Bran, is just cool with. All right, let's, okay.
Despite just saying there. 5 minutes
so then,
ago, you killed
well, Theon,
my queen.
So
Theon
then Sansa,
she,
so then,
her brother died for him.
So then Sansa says, you know what, screw this. We're going to be independent because I don't want to serve under my brother. So instead of Yara in that moment, wouldn't Yara be like, well then,
everyone.
No, if they're going to be independent, we want to be independent too.
And
no,
Dorne,
she just decides, and now we'll just serve Bran Stark.
And
we don't know.
And Dorne should also be saying, well, they're independent. We were the last to bend the knee to.
The Prince of Dorne was there. He never got a line.
The writer should have wrote a book ending and a TV ending.
The book ending is coming, hopefully.
No, like,
knock on wood. I'm not going to knock because of
the
echo.
Well, I've decided, guys, I'm going to try to undertake this, maybe. I'm rereading the books now, and when I'm done reading the books, maybe I'll write some fan fiction and I'll let you guys sample it.
I don't want to read that.
Right.
I don't want to read that.
Not Bill?
From you. Are we sure?
Wait, you don't think I'm a good writer?
Write an alternate. No,
I've never... Not. You already have said you don't read, so that makes us think that you're a good writer.
All right, I've read three books. I know how to read.
I want to make my own ending.
Where do you rank it in TV show history?
Like, still
I mean,
top
it's still
five.
My favorite TV show ever.
Top five.
Still top five. Still top five. Still top five. It's not the best show ever.
Bill it brought it down.
No, it, no.
It's not my top show.
No, but I'm honestly going to, like, ignore the last three episodes.
Yeah, but you can't.
You can't in your evaluation.
Yeah.
I mean, know you tweeted that it said that you're all called to you.
As a whole, I still did love the show, but I thought the ending certainly does taint it.
So a lot of people say that The Sopranos was one of the worst endings ever. Is that this level for you?
Yeah, I mean, they're both really bad. I mean, Sopranos is probably worse just because of the complete lack of any conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean this. I mean it was really bad. I don't know what the else to say. I thought it was really bad.
See, if my criticisms of this are just how we
but
get.
But the thing
there.
Is, TK, you don't care as much about The Sopranos as you do Game of Thrones.
Right.
You're not going to sit here and scream
like,
for how long now?
We've been we're just at an hour now.
Scream for an hour about The Sopranos.
No, and that's what bothers me because I do love Game of Thrones. But
that's
before we
can.
Do finish up, though, it's whenever we do finish up, because I could go for another hour, but. We do got to talk about the best scene of the episode, which was Edmure Tully just getting
roasted,
dunked on.
Like,
when he got up,
his attempt,
I'm like, yes, yes.
His attempt to try and like pitch himself as king was worst things I've ever heard.
That was the only good part of the last half.
I
of that
feel
episode.
Like the writers were like, okay, everyone's gonna hate this episode. How are we gonna make this a little bit more fun? I got an idea. Let's make Edmure Tully a total jackass.
Oh, that was great.
That was
hilarious.
And Arya had a good line there too, and she said something like, "I'm going to slit your throat" or something to somebody.
Yeah, she said that to
Yara.
I like. Yeah, this is because
Yara's another one. She was committed to Daenerys. Jon kills Daenerys, and she's just like. Gonna be cool with serving under Bran now.
Yeah,
and you're also forgetting they changed their entire way of life. They were reavers at and then, you know, she said no more reaving, no more raping.
Yeah, what's stopping
more,
from that?
Yeah,
what's stopping them from going back to their old ways of the Iron Islands? Like they
Nothing.
Don't care
about anybody.
No, because Bran. Because Bran's in charge, and he's larger than in charge.
Yeah, because he tells the stories.
Who's going to follow Bran?
Bran can see everything, man. You mess up, Bran will kill you.
Why doesn't somebody just go kill Bran?
There's no stopping that.
Because they like him as the king.
And they voted for
they
him.
Voted for
but
him.
Why do they like him as the king?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, it's a simple question. It is a simple question that we can't answer.
You don't like my answers. He has memory. You
because you're not giving any answers.
Yes, I can. He's the only person in the world that can see.
Stop banging.
He's the only person in the Thank world you. That can see past, future, and present. He has all the memory. He's like a walking history book.
Nobody knows. Nobody. They just take him at face value. They just take him at his word.
Well, see, now you remember the goalposts. Like,
no.
That's why.
Nobody takes anybody at their word on this show, but for some reason with Bran, he just says, I can see the future. All right.
Dude, he's proven it. He proved it with the Night King where he was coming. He proved it with Jon's heritage. He proved it to Sam. He proved it multiple times.
Jon's heritage didn't matter. I mean,
he still proved
right,
it.
Right, but he still proved that he knew it.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the only
thing.
He's
proven it to the audience multiple times.
No, but he didn't. Like,
but him knowing, him revealing to the audience, to us, and eventually I think at the end of the day, it was like five or six people that knew the real identity of Jon. At the end of the day, it did not matter.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I would have been so much happy. Like in retrospect, I'd have been so much happier with just Night King rolling through Night King 2020. Man.
Yeah,
I would have been
Night King 2020.
I would have been all about just the Night
you
King.
Guys,
just taking over and being.
You wouldn't have hated that too because you wouldn't even have seen this.
No,
side
I would have loved it.
You wouldn't have seen this alternate ending. So
this alternate ending.
We need to wrap.
Any way it ends, people are miserable.
Do we need to wrap?
No, but I'm trying to get like
yeah. We're
the same stuff. Are we gonna watch the like next week? I think it is. They're revealing the documentary and behind the scenes of the making of season 8. Are we excited for that at all?
I mean, I'll watch it.
I'll watch it. It just
not gonna do it.
I think that's gonna
excited about it. No,
I think I'll call for a podcast if there's something egregious in there that's like notably egregious. Like, hey, look, there's a water bottle there. What should we do with that?
HBO.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
HBO's just doing this so we don't unsubscribe to HBO.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I wonder how many. I really do wonder how many subscribers they're going to lose now.
So
because a lot of people just got their subscription based on Game of Thrones.
So in the end, who's the winner of the series?
George R. R. Martin.
He's the winner. I'm going with G Dub. I'm going with Grey Worm. He ends up having a big role.
He was
Azor
Ahai.
Grey Worm
he
was
the real prince that was promised this
five,
whole time.
Top five winner for sure. Grey Worm, Arya.
To your point, Bronn
and Blackwater.
Bronn comes out real big.
Bran and
TK just has his hands in his face.
He's pretty cool. You know, he's in a good spot now.
In the end, Bronn and Grey Worm are more important than Jon Snow.
Like, yep. That's the other thing. When he gets back north, is he just immediately the Lord Commander? Like, what happened there?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
it's an empty castle.
He was happy to be back.
It wasn't empty. It was a ton of wildlings.
He commands respect.
I was happy that he went back. I just wish he'd have made the decision. And hey, Porter, there you go. You have to pet the dog.
There you go. Everyone wants that.
Apparently, once you go wildling, you know, you want to go back there. So
yeah. I guess. I don't.
He had to kill the two women he loves, man. It's tough. Tragic hero.
Yeah, it's bad.
Stab them both.
I don't know where to say.
We didn't even get
favorite characters in the history of the show. I mean, I really soured on Tyrion at the end.
Tyrion's definitely.
Some of my favorites were Sansa. the villains, man.
Yeah.
Then the NK.
He didn't even
Joff.
Speak.
I miss Ramsay, man. What? I wish Ramsay had just won it.
This is a...
Remember Jaffa and Agar? What happened to him?
This screws everything. TK's a villain. He loves the villains. What are you saying?
Jaffa and Agar? We forgot about him.
Yeah.
That was a good character. What about the guy that Danny left back in...
Dario.
How do you forget the name Dario?
Changed actors.
What's he doing now?
Yeah.
He's just in the...
he's sitting there going...
Wait, what's going to happen when he finds out?
Good point, Dave. Like, yeah, but, you know, you'd think...
He doesn't matter.
I mean, he mattered a lot for three seasons.
He's a boyfriend.
And then he just disappeared.
Yeah, and then he had so many boyfriends.
You'd think that when he hears that she gets murdered, he'd probably come seeking vengeance.
Yeah, but allegedly, how's he going to hear?
Twitter? He doesn't know anything.
If your ex-girlfriend
you
gets murdered
on his
by
way
his
over there.
New boyfriend, yeah. You're going to be feel way about that.
They did work travels. They did Word travels they did plays in they did plays in Bravos about all the things that happened with Joffrey that Ari was watching halfway around the world.
The last episode. If he's finding out, it's not until next week.
Maybe Dario will come kill people then. I don't know.
Like Dario will get on the dragon.
Like Dario's coming over. Here we go.
Finally.
Well, maybe Varys might have.
Howard Eskin is tweeting out as we speak that Dario will not
Dario
come over.
Dario Illyrio's never coming over. This is so dumb.
No, Varys, one of his. He sent out a bunch of ravens.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe someone else finds out that. Jon Snow is king, and then comes over and goes, why isn't Jon Snow king?
Why are you here? Why are you up north?
No, I'm his brother. Well, where is he? Oh, he's up north. Well, why'd you guys do that?
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
What do we think about Brienne Tarth writing in Jaime's book?
I actually didn't go back to see what she wrote, except at the end when she said died saving her, his queen.
I liked a meme that said it's her updating his Wikipedia page after he died.
Someone tweeted.
Some of them stuff was very inappropriate.
Someone tweeted Jamie, you know, he's a nasty guy. He cheated on me or something.
She made it the quote-unquote burn book. If you, my God. Nothing made sense. TK's about to have a conniption, so I think we should wrap.
Now he's done now. He ran out of juice.
Yeah, I don't know.
All of a sudden, he's tired. He had a long day yesterday because he worked from 8.
I worked 8 to 10. It was...
Oh, 2 hours?
Yeah, but I got home and I just got depressed.
Did you get any spoilers?
No. Then
I saw some Twitter. And, I saw some guys were threatening to call into the show and spoil some
stuff.
That
was my brother.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Some brother
he's
he
an
is.
Asshole. Yeah.
Maybe you should make him king.
Yeah, that's who should be king at this point. Yeah. Every asshole apparently becomes king.
Yeah,
so.
I'll. I don't know. I have nothing to add at this point.
Yeah, me.
It was fun though. I had fun doing this podcast.
I had fun. I was talking with Porter. Should try and keep this going based on other TV shows that we watch, and we'll keep you updated
Something out.
Yeah, like I'm diving into Billions now. Billions, I've heard good things.
Never watched it.
Yeah, neither have I.
I'm going to start watching that Chernobyl show, I think.
Very good show. I'm 2 episodes in. It's a good show.
What about the new show on Netflix? Have you guys heard about that? Dead to Me? Have you heard about that?
I've heard about it. I haven't dove into it.
But I've heard good things. So, I'm gonna start it.
I think what we'll do is we'll dive into some TV shows here and then...
Yeah,
we'll conglomerate and see what we want to talk about and see if it's worthy of a pod.
It's going to be hard to replicate this.
Oh, absolutely.
I just want to come in and yell at each other.
This was fun.
This was very therapeutic for me.
It is fun.
We should do a pod about sports and see if I just ask Dave random questions about sports and see how he does.
Do better than you think.
Right, who won last night in the Raptors-Bucks series?
Oh, it was the Raptors. They came. Now it's 2-1.
All right. Yeah, Dave.
One thing that Dave does have is he knows every mascot of every college.
He does
team.
Know that.
Yeah, I had a guy when I was in high school that challenged. He was my social studies teacher. He challenged me every day I came in. He goes, "If you can give me Division I team that I don't know the mascot to, I'll give you an A for the day or whatever it was." And I was like, "And I never got him." Never got him. He knew every single
one. Now that's a public school system I can get behind.
Yeah, that's exactly. Pensbury really did well for me.
Dave's the brand of mascots. It's impressive.
I'm cursed.
Next stop, King.
Yep, King.
Next stop to the King. King of the mascots in the seven realms or whatever you want to call it.
Six realms.
Six kingdoms. Sorry, the North is now in.
Why? We don't really.
Yeah. What's stopping at some point, Bran and Sansa going,
here we go, let's dive back in.
This was dumb. Why don't we just unify?
What? Now the Grey Worm's gone. Why don't the Grey Worm's gone? Why don't they just say, hey, everybody really loves Jon. Why don't we just make Jon king?
Yeah.
We could.
John ignores him.
It would make us happy because it makes a hell of a lot more sense.
John's turning off his cell. He's going dark.
He belongs in the North.
He's with the dog in the North. He's so happy.
Not just the dog. Direwolf.
I wasn't really getting it.
And it's a good ghost. Boy.
What was really the point at the end of him walking out with the Wildlings? Was that supposed to show you?
I think the Wildlings are going home.
No, it's the same way.
Yeah, but he was walking out with them.
Yeah, I think he's abandoning the Night's Watch to go north again. So he's just going to abandon the Night's Watch anyway. So that was really a sentence that was very well enforced. So I think he's just going north because Tormund had told him that you have the North in you, you know, and he loved Ygritte, but I was so hoping in those final moments, I had been so down, but in those final moments, I just wanted to see some hint of White Walkers.
White Walkers,
That disappointed me.
I was hoping for a hint, like when they were talking about where Drogon was, when Bronn just goes as far east as east can go, whatever it was. I was like, oh, let's get a quick shot of him.
I wish Bronn was dead. I mean,
LeBron. Like, what point does this guy have? There's none. He's like, a fan favorite. And I just my last thing. It is a shame how much because I used to love him. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, but I really do hate Tyrion. I just can't.
What if they did the '80s horror movie ending where Bran's eyes, like he starts to warg and his eyes turn blue like the Night King?
Oh, that would have been awesome.
That would have been cool. This is how crazy it is. The way it ended, I'd actually been better with Dave's ending. Awesome. Bran's a villain. He's the Night King.
That would have been awesome. I don't care what anybody
says.
That
wouldn't have made sense.
It made a lot of sense.
None of it makes sense anymore.
At least it wouldn't have made sense and been more entertaining than this. Then in the end, they're just sitting around small council meetings, you know, haggling out the, you know, what are they? And how do they?
Oh,
that's a master of coin. How are they going to pay this Iron Bank that they owe millions?
So someone brought that
dollars?
Up to me. I actually brought that up because I was wondering
the
what
Iron
the
Bank is a big deal. Dude.
Yeah. So someone brought.
You don't care about anything that matters. Yeah. Children of Forest.
So, wait.
The Iron Bank. Dario Naharis, Saric, you don't care about any of them.
So what happened, I actually brought this up to someone, and they literally, and I kind of bought into it. The Iron Bank just bets on the people that win, and when they lose that investment. So I don't think Bran owes them anything.
Yeah, it's Deutsche Bank what
they do. They never lost, though. They have
right, but they lost this time. They lost this time. They bet on Cersei, so they were like, oh, shit.
Why wouldn't they come and try to invade the realm?
I don't think there's anything stopping them, but there's
their army already.
There's no obligation for Bran to pay these people back. I was with you for initially until some friends of mine explained it to me. Like, they just took a bad it's a bad investment on the Iron Bank.
They keep sending
it's
ravens.
It's their first bad investment.
Third raven. Fourth raven. Please pay now.
Yeah. You're overdue. Shut off your power.
I guess they just, you know.
And Bran's like, I'm the three-eyed raven now.
He just teleports, and he's apparently teleporting to find Drogon. Like that was, they hinted at that.
I don't know if he's trying to warg into Drogon.
No, but I don't think he was.
But maybe
just
warg
ravens
into,
to fly out,
and find him.
See, you know
the most powerful creature on, and maybe we should look for him.
I don't know.
Did it seem so important when they revealed and
I'm glad Dave gets to talk now after TK has calmed down.
We're sharing the same mic, and I gave up on an Iron Bank importer.
I'm sorry. I've been yanking the mic.
He's literally been slapping
Dave.
It out of
I'm
my
sorry.
Hand.
I'm sorry. I'm done.
An hour
dude,
and 15
I got nothing.
Minutes,
I got nothing.
And Dave's finally talking.
Everyone already stopped listening, so I don't care.
I got nothing.
I have a lot of points, but forget it. TKs were better.
TK
was bringing all the fire. Now he's still talking over me. So.
Sorry.
I know I'm not a professional broadcaster like you guys, but let me talk.
I'm sorry.
Dave, I'll give
done.
You the last minute.
Nah, that's all right.
All right. This was fun.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. Game of Thrones is over.
It's over. This was fun. We'll talk another time.
For the foreseeable future, I guess. Maybe we'll be back next week.
I had fun with you guys. TK, Breitmeyer, Porter.
Good time.
When Porter came up to me and said, do you want to do a podcast after season 5, I was like,
Let's do it.
And we had Facebook Live first.
Yeah, we've come a long way.
Yeah.
And now
I don't know how going from video to just in a booth where people might talk is an upgrade, but never, whatever.
I'm sorry if I bothered you guys during this podcast.
No, it was so fun.
We love the passion. Yeah. We thank our listeners.
We just have to find something that the four of us care so much about, we're not going to find.
Until the spinoff. We got to wait for the spinoff.
There may never be something that the four of us care this much about.
No. We'll get the spinoff when the Long Night spinoff comes.
Yeah, I guess.
Which has nothing to do with D&D, the two writers of this show.
Spinoffs are never as good. I'm not as excited.
There was someone that I was reading.
It's good. I mean, it's got to be better than this last season.
I forget who they said is the lead actor that already signed on, and I was like, ooh, that's good.
Naomi Watts.
That's it. Thank you. Naomi Watts. She's a good actress.
I hate her.
I don't know. It's just doesn't do
and then everyone else is similar to how they made this show. It's like Ed, Sean Bean was the main was the main character for this, and they were like, oh, cool.
Eddie Stark.
There wasn't a callback to Ned. There should have been a callback to Ned.
Like, yeah.
They mentioned him.
Not enough.
Did they?
I think they said, didn't they say, like, the children of Ned Stark, or, like, Ned would have been proud? Or did they just dream that and make
I
that
I think
up?
You just dreamed that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap it.
Let's check out Game of Thrones. We're done. Tom Kelly, Dave Breitmeyer, Bill Kornfeld, and Andrew Porter. See you whenever we see you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.